Hitler never cared much about economics anyway. He always considered it secondary. What mattered to him was German identity politics. Let me anticipate an objection. The argument goes something like this. Communism and fascism are opposites. Therefore, since fascism is fundamentally anti-Semitic, communism must not be. Another version simply reverses the equation. Fascism, or Nazism, was all about anti-Semitism, but communism wasn't, therefore they are not similar. Other versions fool around with the word right-wing. Anti-Semitism is right-wing. Nazis were anti-Semites, therefore Nazism was right-wing. You can play these games all day. Yes, the Nazis were anti-Semites of the first order, but anti-Semitism is by no means a right-wing phenomenon. It's also widely recognized, for example, that Stalin was an anti-Semite and that the Soviet Union was, in effect, officially anti-Semitic, though far less genocidal than Nazi Germany when it came to the Jews. Karl Marx himself, despite his Jewish heritage, was a committed Jew-hater, railing in his letters against dirty Jews and denouncing his enemies with phrases like "nigger like Jew." Perhaps more revealing, the German communists often resorted to nationalistic and anti-Semitic appeals when they found it useful. Leo Schlageter, the young Nazi who was executed by the French in 1923 and subsequently made into a martyr to the German nationalist cause, was also lionized by the communists. The communist ideologue Karl Radek delivered a speech to the Comintern celebrating Schlageter as precisely the sort of man the communists needed. The communist and half-Jewish radical Ruth Fischer tried to win over the German proletariat with some Marxist anti-Semitic verbiage. Whoever cries out against Jewish capitalists is already a class warrior, even when he does not know it. Kick down the Jewish capitalists, hang them from the lamppost, and stamp upon them. Fischer later became a high-ranking official in the East German communist government. In the early 1920s, noting the similarities between Italian fascism and Russian Bolshevism was not particularly controversial, nor was it insulting to communists or fascists. Mussolini's Italy was among the first to recognize Lenin's Russia, and as we've seen, the similarities between the two men were hardly superficial. Radek noted as early as 1923 that fascism is middle-class socialism, and we cannot persuade the middle classes to abandon it until we can prove to them that it only makes their condition worse. But most communist theorists rejected or were ignorant of Radek's fairly accurate understanding of fascism. Leon Trotsky's version was far more influential. According to Trotsky, fascism was the last gasp of capitalism long prophesied in Marxist scripture.